Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty good, huh?
I'm kind of glad I can't sing that way. Man, no, that's not my style. She does a beautiful job of it, and it's perfect for her. Her name is Antonia Adelita. That's quite a mouthful itself. Beautiful, beautiful voice. And she's a pretty girl. Woman, lady, whatever she is, she's pretty. Oh, please, Lord, help me today. I really need you. Okay. We have so much good music. We always have so much good music. We really got some good music today. It's like everybody was right on their game, and we got all kinds of stuff going. You know what I'm going to do very first? I think it's going to surprise everybody, but I don't care. We like surprises as long as my computer will cooperate. Okay, let's see. It's not cooperating. Okay. This isn't it either. You know what? Some days it just doesn't pay to get out of bed. Today's one of those days. And I just put this in the computer this morning, and it's like my memory's about 4 centimeters long, maybe. Well, I'll have to find this one to do it later. Okay, that's all right, because I know it's in there. I can find it. So instead, we'll start with something not quite as exciting. You guys are going to be all right. Well, maybe this would be exciting. Are you ready now, Shauna? If you're ready now, let's do it, girl. Call in first, though. Call now. Only 7. Good thing there's not 8 days in the week then, huh? You betcha. Okay. Well, I'll play another song until Shauna gets called in. Shauna's going to sing us a song today. But she has to call in first because nobody can hear her if she doesn't. Okay, this is going to be, it's an old hymn, and the guy singing it is accompanying himself on the guitar, and he's really got a nice voice. The song is, O God, Our Help in Ages Past.
O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou God to endless years the same. A thousand ages in thy sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Be thou our guide while life shall last, and our
all right. I like that. I've always liked the song. And this guy does a really good job at it. I really like that. So, okay. Shauna, are you going to call, honey? Shauna? Shauna? Hello? Hey, baby girl, pick up that phone and dial this number. Huh? 516-387-1332. Hello? Okay. How about another song until she figures out what finger to hit the buttons with? Okay? I'm sorry, honey. I couldn't resist. Sister Rosetta, are you ready? Are you ready? Take your shoes off. Might take your socks off, too, so you don't fall and bust your butt. This is Sister Rosetta doing What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Friend in Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Friend in Jesus.
Oh,
friend in Jesus.
I'll sin
in
and
Jesus.
Grieve to bear. in prayer.
Everything divine in prayer.
Oh, what?
Bend in Jesus.
Bend
in
we
Jesus.
All sit apart.
Bend in Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
What need
bend
pain we bear.
Bend
oh,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Bend
she just fills up and lets fly. Her backup choir has a set of lungs too, each and every one of them. And it's like, I'm sorry, maybe I shouldn't say this, but her soprano needs to be toned down a little bit. it's kind of like, no, don't sing that line one more time like that. Change it. I probably shouldn't say that. That wasn't nice, but that's how I felt listening to her. Sometimes it gets a bit much, but they weren't shy. We're not shy. You could hear them. And that sometimes is worth a lot. So, hey, Shauna, are you ready yet, girl? I keep waiting for you to call, and nothing happens. Can you even hear me, huh? Well, you call anytime, sweetheart, and we'll just squish you in, okay? That works. All right, I'm going to play Gwen's request. She said she sent this to me when my power was out. And since the power was out for, 3 days, that wouldn't surprise me one little bit. So here is, from the past, Laura Layton doing Gospel He Leadeth. Well, hey, wait a minute. No, here, wait a minute. We're going to change horses, okay? That horse is tired. He needs to rest before he swims the stream. How are you doing, darling?
You are so funny. You know how Wade can be. You're like, oh, wait, Shauna's here. She's going to sing. I'm going to get her on because that's important because Wade can be so funny.
Hey, you know, I can change horses. I know how to do that midstream.
I know. That was funny. Thank you. Yes, I hate to, like, hurry, you know, but it is the Lord's day, and this is, I mean, it's good to sing gospel.
But
it's
got
good
a son waiting for you. You got a son waiting for you that wants to do something, so you got to kind of be in a hurry.
I know. I promise. he, you can't promise. You can't. When you do that, it's all over. You better
did
do
you
it.
Did you see what John said? She put her phone in the dishwasher.
I did not put my phone in the dishwasher. It was a 2015 tablet. It was a tablet. I did once upon a
yes,
time.
Yes, but he's trying to find a reason why you had to rush to get on. So he figured you put your phone in the dishwasher. He had to find
it. Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't really even explain how I got the tablet in the dishwasher to begin with. I was doing 50,000 things at once, and I was loading the dishwasher, and I thought my tablet was a plate. Okay, I thought my tablet was a plate.
Honey, how you did it, just leave that one alone and don't worry about anybody trying to figure that out, okay? Because you don't want to talk about that.
We've done lots of things with our phones and tablets. I know we have. Miss Betty said
that she put her refrigerator on.
You know, it happens.
I haven't put mine in the washing machine yet.
You never know. You could be
in my pocket.
You could be loading the dishwasher and
As far as the dishwasher goes, I'm safe because I don't have one, so it's okay. But I got a really nice washing machine.
Okay, I'll do this. I plead innocent of all charges. Okay, I'm completely innocent. It's Carl Perkins' fault, and you can take that to the bank. It is not mine.
I wonder where you learned that. Imagine.
And if
you
guys know the heck,
do this, girl.
Yeah, I really am ready to do this.
Okay.
If I don't laugh
whenever
all the way through now because of what we were talking about. Sure.
Well, that's fine. When you're ready to let fly, you just go ahead and introduce your song and let it fly.
Okay, this is Elvis with the Jordanaires. This is Working on a Building.
Good song.
And I'm going to really try. Hold on here.
Well, I've been working on a building. It's true foundation. I'm holding up the one thing. Ready for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. And I'm going to pay my room yet to get my reward. Well, I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the floor today. Ready for my Lord.
Can you talk now?
I can do it.
No,
it's been
good job.
It's been fast.
You actually kept up. You kept up with it. Good deal.
Well, if you'd have saw my legs bouncing the whole entire time, you'd have laughed your butt off. Got to keep up with the music.
Well, honey, I don't have much butt to laugh off, so it's probably a good thing I couldn't see it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, y'all. Thank you.
Yeah, you did a very good job, Donna. You did a very good job. I always like to
I'm looking at the chat.
I'm
just saying thank you to the air. I'm looking at the chat. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Of course. Hey, we all enjoyed it, darn. We all enjoyed it. So you did a good job.
I appreciate it. I do. I can't sing a lot of Elvis's gospel, but there's some that I can, but I cannot do them all. But I do enjoy all of them. I wish I could sing them all. I'm still working on How Great Thou Art. It's about killing me in the process, but I'm trying.
That's not an easy song
Thank
to
you.
Do, honey.
Ooh, no. I don't care how much lung capacity you have. It's all about talent when you do that one, if you're going to do it like him. Yeah. Nah.
It's
about
not
killing
easy.
Me.
Yeah, it's not easy. That's a hard song. Even if you do it with your own style, it's a hard song to sing.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that wrote it didn't care whether it was easy or not, and he made it difficult. So
I might have to put that one on the back burner. But anyways, I do enjoy singing all his gospel. There's just maybe about three or four that I can do, and that's it. But I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, you can have up a couple more. Just keep on going. You never know. All of a sudden, one day, your voice just might click with another one. It happens.
Practice, and practice some more.
Yes.
I wish I could put that much determination in learning how to play the guitar. Then I'd be doing good.
Well, if you really, really wanted to, you could. But
it is true, but it's like it gotta you. I'm thinking about it. Thinking about
it. It's concentration. Yes, concentration. And if you don't have fingernails, you know, long fingernails, forget the guitar. It's not going to happen.
You can use a pick. It's okay. You can do that.
You cannot use a pick on the frets. You got to be able to.
I'm not a person that has long fingernails, so I would have to learn with a pick.
Well, you of course use the pick to strum, but you have to use your fingers to push the strings onto the frets to make the chords.
I know, but I don't have fingernails, so you would think that would make it easier. Nails would just get in the way.
Well, take my word for it, it does make it easier because I can't play the guitar because of my fingernails.
Because I don't have fingernails, I can't play a guitar. I'm like, wait, don't you think it'd be a little easier? Nails get in the way. Unless you're Dolly Parton, then she can pick a guitar. She don't care.
Well, you can pick the strings with your fingernails. That's no problem. It's just a question. I was always wondering, how does she push the strings up on the frets to make her chords? But I think she uses, if I remember watching her last time, I think she uses the flats of her fingers instead of her fingertips.
Yeah, and she just better not hope she slips. Pretty long fingernails, even longer than yours.
Yes,
and yours is pretty long.
So much.
But anyway, thanks for letting me have on. Is there anybody in the studio that called in?
No, just me. I'm here.
Okay. I was going to say hi and bye to whoever it was so I wasn't rude, but there's – okay. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
I wish I didn't have to go now.
You said hi and bye. You're okay. That's all right.
Well, I wish I didn't have to go now and leave you here all alone, but if you heard, he ran in and said something and then ran out, and it was about when you can play with me. Yeah, you heard.
Come on.
I know. Okay, well, I love you. God bless you, Jenny, and I'll talk to you later. If you guys want to listen to a good interview of an ETA, listen to our show tomorrow night, guys. Jerry Presley. So
cool.
Yeah.
Okay, big girl. You go and play.
All right, Miss Jenny. I'll talk to you later.
Make him happy. Bye.
I am trying. Bye.
Hey, keep on going. You did it. All right, honey, we'll talk to you later.
Keep on trucking. That's all I know how to do, girl. Talk to you later. Bye.
There you go. Bye-bye. Okay, now I'll play Gwen's request from back when I didn't have any electricity. No electricity, no phone, no nothing. I couldn't get a request. I couldn't send a request. I couldn't do anything. No TV. I read a lot during that 3 days. Oh. Okay. This is Laura Layton, and she's going to do He Leadeth Me.
He leadeth me, He leadeth me. By His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower.
ending. To hit the rims of the drums. I haven't heard that in years. That's kind of cool. Okay, I've got something I wanted. I read this 3 times this week. And I thought, you know, we need to be thinking about this. Because we're always thinking about and talking about, where does God want me to be? What does God want me to be doing? Okay, I'm going to go over here and do this. Does God want me to do this? Listen to what this is. You know, because God's going to tell us where he wants us to be and what he wants us to be doing, okay? Let me know what you think after I get done with this, okay? This is Philemon, and I'm going to start with verse 8. It's none other than Paul, an old man and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus, that I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do would not seem forced, but would be voluntary. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a fellow man and as a brother in the Lord. Now, I thought, like I say, I've read that 3 times. This is the 4th time now. To try and decipher, what does this really mean? What is this saying? I know what I think. I think it was saying, honey, if it's breaking up, there's not a thing I can do about it, darling. Check your connections and everything, because mine are all where they need to be, and I'm on my phone, so I know it's not my microphone. There's nothing I can do about it, see. So check and see if there's something you can do with your connections, because I don't know, all right? Anyway, when I was reading this, I thought, you know, God sends us where we're supposed to be. He ends up having us do things that he wants us to be doing, which is this show, which is talking to my neighbors, who none go to church except for one right across the street. But I was put here for a reason, and I'm doing what I think I'm supposed to be doing, okay? And that's all I can do at this point. And it's like, okay, my plans say stay here the rest of my life, but what does God's plan say? I may not be here the rest of my life, because when God puts us somewhere to do something, that doesn't mean we're going to be doing it forever. We're only going to be doing it for as long as God needs us there. Time, months, years down the road, when he says, okay, you're done here now, I need you to go over here and do this. And you have to be willing to give up whatever it is that you built where you are when God says, you're done. Let's go over here and do this now. You need to be willing to move. You need to be willing to go where God sends you and do what God needs you to do. That's part of being his child. I ended up in Georgia, and I knew I could afford it. Other than that, I don't know why I ended up here. I'm here. I had a couple of friends urging me to be here, and it was like, okay, fine. I'll figure it out later. And so I bought a place and came here. I didn't even see my house until after I got here. So, you know, it's, you got to be willing to move, pick up, do what God wants you to do, be where he places you. And when you go somewhere and you expect to be there the rest of your life, not necessarily true. He could tell you to pack your duffel and go over here tomorrow. I need you over here. You've done what you're supposed to do there. I need you over here. So, guys, never think anything's permanent. That's our idea. Not necessarily God's idea. That's our idea of being permanent. not necessarily going to be how it is. So just keep that in mind. I wanted to pass that along because that came to me when I was reading that this week. And it took a while for all of it to actually sink in. But that's what was happening because Paul wanted Onesimus to be with him, to help him. He's getting infirm. He's in prison, and he needs help. He wanted Onesimus to be there to help him, but he came to realize that that's not what God wanted. God wanted Onesimus to go to Paul to learn what he needed to learn, to be what he needed to become, so that he could go back and help the people where he came from to be what God wanted them to be. So keep yourself open. Don't lock anything in concrete because God may make you tear it up. Okay? That's the whole thing that I got out of reading Philemon this week, is that you just, Philemon, however you pronounce it, I have no idea, but when you think about things, instead of just reading the words, wrap your mind around them. You would be amazed at what's there. Yes, you certainly would. All right, I'm going to play a song now that John sent me today. It's by Connie Smith and Nat Stuckey, called God Will Walk With Me.
God will walk with me down streets where no one else will walk. God will talk with me about things of which no one else will talk. When no
like you can always count on him to be walking with you. Always. Sometimes we're just stubborn and we can't feel him there. But he's there. And it's our own fault if we don't know it. If we don't feel his presence. That's on us. You just got to kind of adjust your thought processes a little bit. Be more aware. And you'll know he's there. You'll know. All right, how about another one that John sent me? Isla Grant, I have no idea. Either one is pretty, so it doesn't matter. Called An Angel's Wings.
When teardrops start, I hear you say,
That is so awesome.
Beautiful.
That was Isla Grant, Betty. That was Isla Grant. Okay? Isla, however he pronounces it. That's who was singing that song. Okay? Kind of saw your message, and I wanted to let you know that. Because it gets so frustrating when you like a song and you can't figure out who the heck is singing it. So
well,
now you know.
Awesome. I don't know who she is. I've never heard of her before.
I don't know who she is. I have heard one or two of her songs before. John has sent me some of her music before, so it was a familiar name to me. But who she is, how long has she been around, where is she from, I haven't the foggiest idea.
Huh.
But I like listening to her, so
yeah,
that's okay.
Pretty.
Yeah, she's got a good voice. It's not too high. It's not too low. She's very country. Very country. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, girl, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm sorry a little late. I was running late. I forgot the time and having to look over and thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm late, but I better get in there and get on.
If you're just late, that's okay, as long as you're not recovering from another injury or got pneumonia again or the croup. I mean, you know, if you're just, I can deal with you being late. If that's all it is, I can deal with that. That's okay. Don't worry about that. Don't get to hurt yourself again. None of this falling down crap, you know. Good grief.
Oh, man.
You've
no
had enough
kidding.
Of that in the past 8 months.
By the way, how are you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm hot.
Good.
I feel like a stick of melted butter in the sun, but other than that, I'm okay.
Well,
hey, everybody's gonna say, "Oh, you're gonna hate it. It's got all the humidity." It's like, you know what? I love it. If you spend 23 years in 120 degree summers with 2% to 7% humidity. No. Give me the humidity. I'll take the humidity. Thank you very much. 95 degrees, 100 degrees, 105 degrees with humidity. I'll take the humidity. Thank you very much. It's all right. I can sit in front of a fan, and that's good. But if you get 120 degrees with a 4% humidity, there is nothing you can do. I swear there is nothing you can do. So, yeah, I'll take this. I'll take this. I'm okay with the humidity. It's good. It's good.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I don't. But...
I know. Well, honey, you go and spend 23 years in the middle of the Arizona desert, and you'll probably feel a little differently, too.
Well, yeah.
You'll end up playing okay to humidity. Well, you start looking in the mirror going, okay, the mummy's wife from Egypt. No, we're not going to go there. And you start slathering on the moisturizer. I'm just now catching up with everything that Arizona did to my skin. I'm just now catching up. So I'll take the humidity.
Wow.
Thank you very much. I do not like looking like a mummy.
Well, I'm glad you like it because that humidity just does me and I hate it. I just feel wilted.
But see, you've never been somewhere to experience the other end of the stick.
No, I haven't.
That makes a difference. That makes a difference. I have experienced the other end of the stick and now I'm in the humidity and thank you very much. I'll take the humidity. So, it's a personal preference. I mean, look at all of the people that stay in the desert their whole life. You know? They look like pure leather, but what the hey? If they like it, more power to them. If that's where they want to be, they can have it. They can be there. I don't have to, see? God took me somewhere else and put me here. I was there for 23 years, and then it was time to not be there anymore. So I'm good. Hey, I'm good. And I'll be here until it's time to be somewhere else. When will that be? I don't know. But I'll just take it as it comes. It's fine. It's just fine.
Well, okay. Anyway, that was a beautiful
so
song.
Keep that little bee in your bonnet, honey. When it's time to get the heck out of Dodge or out of that house, God's going to tell you for sure, and you're not going to have to wonder or worry or try to make this work or that work. It's just going to, it's going to be okay, all right? So stop sweating it. You'll be fine. You stay there as long as you're supposed to stay there, and then you can be somewhere else. You'll be fine. I promise.
Well, okay, whatever you think. Hadn't thought about moving, really.
Well, I know that at one point you were talking about selling the house and moving to a different house, but, you know, you'll know when it's time to do that. You won't have to analyze and figure out and pros and cons. You won't have to do any of that. You'll know when it's time, so don't worry about it. It's okay.
Well, that's true, too. Things do happen that way, but... Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. It's all a packing.
One more thing to worry about. All right. We need some more music, okay? So... You know, John knows what I like. He knows I like reggae. He knows I like yodeling. We don't have any yodeling today, but that's okay. I like Sister Rosetta because I like that. I like that, the blues, the rock, the hard going. And I like acapella. I like acapella.
Yeah.
So this is an acapella, and it's only four parts, but all four parts are sung by the same guy. His name is Michael Lining. So listen, because he's got this high tenor going, and then the turkey butt can do the bass.
Yeah.
I watched the whole video, and I gave up trying to figure out how he did it, but he does do it. His voice will do all of it. That has got to be one special instrument he's got in those vocal cords. So, okay. Let's listen to Michael Lining doing a cappella version of Just As I Am Broken.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed, just as I am.
now to glory. Come broken to be mended, I come wounded to be healed, I come desperate to be rescued, I come empty to be filled, I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb, and I'm welcome with open arms, praise God, just as I am. Praise God, just as I am.
Cool. You do. No, go away.
Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah.
See, you never hear that on YouTube. You can listen to the whole song and you'll never hear that. Only when you play it. That's okay. Not a big deal. Did you guys hear the bass? Part that,
yes.
That guy did on the last few phrases.
Yes, very nice.
And that was the same guy that was singing the high tenor. That's what floors me. He can go high tenor. That's very rare. Not too many people can do that. Elvis could do that. Elvis could do that. I want a sound check. High to low, low to high, whatever, yeah. Wouldn't that be a kick in the pants? That'd be cool. Anyway, I listened to that all the way through twice. And I watched it, and I could tell which track was the bass, which track was the melody, which track was the second tenor, which track was the first tenor, because he'd have to stretch his voice and his head would go in different directions depending on which part he was singing. It was really funny. You'd watch the bass part, of course, and his head's down a little bit. His neck is not so long. It's kind of shortened up so he can kind of reach those low notes. And then you see another track where he's got his neck long and his chin is up because he's going for the ceiling. And it's very, very interesting. It's very interesting to watch because it's all the same guy. He just has to do different things to be able to reach the different parts. And it's really cool. And then the melody part is right in his range. So he's just there and he's using his hands to lead the music and he's just having a great old time with the melody. It's really interesting. It's really interesting. If you get a chance to watch that video, watch that video, because it's absolutely fantastic. Just As I Am is the name of it. His name is Michael Lining. I would really love you to see that video. It's just amazing. It just, if we could get all the aspects, it would be so much better, but we only got sound. So if you want the video aspect of it, you got to go and pull it up yourself. It's right on YouTube. It's not anything big and hard to do. Yeah, exactly. Okay, next one. And we're still playing songs that John gave me this morning. This is the Living Stones Quartet. And they're doing a song called He's Still Working on Me. Ain't that the truth? Good luck, Lord.
He's still working on me to make me walk.
out to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. There really ought to be a sign upon my heart. Don't judge him yet, there's an unfinished part. But I'll be perfect just according to his plan, fashioned by the master's loving hand. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. In the mirror of his words, reflections that I see make me wonder why he never gave up on me. But he loves me as I am and helps me when I pray. Remember, he's the potter and the clay. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be.
Isn't it the truth? Boy.
Yeah, very nice.
If he ever gave up on me and quit working on me, oh my word, that would be a very sad thing. Very sad. They can quit anytime, they're just tagging it. But anyway, that was I like listening to that song because it's a good reminder. The good reminder is we are never finished. There's always more work to be done. And thank goodness God never gives up on us. He's always there doing the sanding and the varnishing and the repainting and the recutting and the re-gluing, whatever needs done. And thank goodness he is.
Because
if it was up to us, we would have given up long ago, you know. But, one thing I really like about that is the video. It's in a wood where all of the undergrowth has been cleared out. And it's like a manicured campground, except that you can't see any of the spaces or the water or the benches or anything like that. It's just the woods part. And I love it. It reminds me so much of North Idaho. And maybe a little bit homesick. But there was another one that did as well, and we'll get to doing that one in a minute. But right now, I'm going to do it now. The Mountain View Academy, in their very nice white starched shirts, girls and boys, white starched shirts and dark skirts and slacks. And, okay. Anyway. They're doing, and they're in a woodland setting as well, in a place where the underbrush has been cleared out. There's a few more trees, though, and the trees have branches down a little lower, a little more like home was. But here is the Mountain View Academy doing Do You Know My Jesus?
Have you a heart that's weary?
Well, whatever it was, that was pretty. I wish they'd kept on with that one. That tag was
very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought, what is that? What is that? I like that. And then they're not going to do that, but that's okay. They just want to leave a little more so that you'll start looking for some more. Yes.
All right.
Well, I like that song. It's Do You Know My Jesus? Yeah. Think about that. How many people... Now, this is a good something to think about, okay? Given the opportunity, how many people would you be willing to walk up to and say, do you know my Jesus? Can I tell you about him? And how many people would look at you like you were nuts and call the funny farm on you?
Quite a few.
And then, yeah, really. And then how many people might, just might, look at you and say, well, what do you have to say? Might be interesting. Don't go practicing in front of the mirror or anything. You know, that's a little bit staid. But think about what might happen if you do that once in a while. Just maybe somebody that's not having a real great day or is arguing with someone. Well, no, don't get into the argument. That might get you belted in the face. But maybe a mother who's a little bit harassed. Help with the kids for a minute and then ask her if she knows Jesus. Interesting thought. Think about that. Sometimes you get very interesting reactions when you're talking about the brand of crackers and all of a sudden something comes up and you get to say something about Jesus. The reactions sometimes will surprise you. Sometimes it's very nice. You end up in a really good discussion with someone that you had no idea. And it's a wonderful thing. I like doing things like that. Some people think I'm nuts, but hey, I go down the middle of the Walmart aisle singing a song, too. Sometimes I get looked at pretty strangely.
I bet you do.
But it's okay. They usually have a smile on their face by the time I walk past. So, hey, I'm not too worried about it. All right, here is another one. We've got a few of these choir-type songs, okay, today. And John sent all of them, so blame him. And he can blame Carl. So, you know, that'll work out all right. But anyway, here is the LDS Primary with children, again. And it's called My Beloved Son.
My beloved son.
Isn't that nice? I love to hear the children sing.
Yeah.
They put their hearts into it. They put their hearts into it. It's fantastic. And then when you can get kids that age to do harmonies, believe me, that's an achievement. Children do not want to do harmonies. They just want to all sing the song and be done with it. They want to have fun and belt it out and sing the song. If you can get them to do harmonies, they find out that they like it. And then it really gets fun. Awesome. Well, here we go with another child chorus. And this song, I don't know if you'll remember her name. Her name is Shauna Belt Edwards. And she writes a lot of songs, and almost all of them are sung by children. And a lot of them are for different holidays, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, you know, all kinds of things. And this is one doesn't really fit the niche of a holiday, but it is a child's chorus, and it is called To Be His Child. Isn't that nice? And think about it. For all God's children, you don't have to be under 18 to be God's child. You can be 87 or 96, and you're still God's child. You know, it doesn't matter. All God's children. And I have a fur baby trying to dig the china through my carpet, and I still can't figure out why he does that. But that's all right. He's not going to hurt nothing. Okay, right now we have Craig and Dean Phillips. And they did not put that just out there for you to see. You had to go and get the information section to find that out. It's Craig and Dean Phillips, and they're singing The Voice of the Lord.
Mountains and plains, whose voice is this that skips across the desert? The wilderness sings at the sound of your name. Whose voice is full of wonder and majesty untold? Whose voice is this that is calling the nation to rise up and praise you with great shouts of joy? Get you going. You take your shoes off for that one. You don't want to trip. not the way having your shoes on would make you trip. You don't want to do that. Anyway, are you guys ready for another Sister Rosetta song? You know,
okay.
I don't want to play it if you don't want to hear it.
Don't
have to Sister Rosetta. I'm going to have to find an Elvis song. I mean, come on. What's a Sunday without an Elvis gospel song? Give me a break. Okay. Here we go. Sister Rosetta, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Friend in Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Friend in Jesus.
Oh,
friend in
to bear,
Jesus,
oh Lord,
Jesus,
what
Jesus,
a privilege
Jesus,
to carry
Jesus,
yeah,
Jesus,
everything
to
God in prayer.
Everything to God in prayer.
Oh, heal you. Oh yeah, now we'll find a song that's there.
Ta-da! And I just realized I think I played that before, but I think that's all right. With Sister Rosette, it doesn't matter. We can do it twice.
She's
I did
just
the old
so
song
good.
Twice. I know. No. Good grief. We are missing so much by her not being with us anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's awful. Okay, I promised an Elvis gospel song, and here it is. Got a feeling in my body.
Take one. I got a feeling in my body.
I got a feeling in my body.
Yeah. I like that. I like that one a lot. Okay, guys. I have another Sister Rosetta song. And I must play it. I must. Live in Paris in 1964. Jesus is mine. So, hey, she wasn't just a phenomenon in the United States. They loved her in Paris. And who knows where else? Oh, my gosh, probably in the UK as well. And who knows, maybe Germany, Netherlands, Italy. Hey, they loved her in France, so why not? You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Why not? All right, here's one that's just plain fun. It's kids again. It's kids. It's Go Fish. I don't know. That's what it says. Go Fish, and it's the Ten Commandment Boogie.
Go Mike.
Don't worship any other, that's commandment.
just like the
Ten Commandments, boogie, gonna dance until I die. Ten Commandments, boogie, you can do it broken eyes. If you follow it through, you'll be amazed what you can do. So get your groove on with us tonight.
Come through the Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments, boogie, gonna dance until I die.
Ten
Commandments, boogie, you can do it broken eyes. If you follow it through, you'll be amazed what you can do. So get your groove on with us tonight.
All right, that one's fun. That one is so fun. Okay, we got another fun one. I just got a kick out of this one. It's Owen Gray, and he's doing Jesus Loves Me in reggae.
Wonderful thing in the Bible I see.
to reggae to get your blood moving. That's nice. We like reggae. They do everything in reggae. They can do anything in reggae. I can't believe. Sometimes it's like, say what? How does reggae fit that? But they do it. They do it. I never would have thought this song was reggae, but they did it. It amazes me. It does. It really amazes me what you can do in the different styles that you wouldn't think would go, but it does. I love it. How about Dolly Parton doing Power in the Blood?
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood.
She can make everything so cool. Yes, that's nice. Totally nice. Okay, here is Johnny Cash. Yeah, let's have a little country. That's fine. We like country. Wonderful time up there.
Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be a singing a story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning in the coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Well, you listen, everybody, cause I'm talking to you. Jesus is the only one can carry you through. Better get you ready, for I'm telling you why. The Lord isn't coming from his throne on high. Many are the weary and alone and sad. Gonna wish they hadn't done the things they had. How you gonna feel about the things he'll say, brother, on that judgment day? Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be a singing a story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning in the coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Well, you listen here, my sister, I'm not leaving you out. You're not a preacher, but you sing and shout. Why do you worry if you've been redeemed? Heaven's even better than a miser dream. Think about the trouble, you could save some soul. Tell them what to do to reach a shining goal. Surely you could show them how to find the light and make the whole thing right. Oh, everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be a singing a story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning in the coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Well, now when the tribulation's dark on the way, That's when you get on your knees and pray. Everybody's gonna have their troubles too. Gotta be careful about the things we do. Going down a valley, going one by one. Gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. When we get to heaven and the promised land, brother, then we'll understand. Everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be a singing a story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get you ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Now that was moving music. Yes, that was moving music. Oh, yeah. Johnny Cash could really do it when he wanted to. Yep, he could do that. All right, here is Marty Stewart and the Superlatives. Down Jericho Road.
Well, Joshua was a holy man, charismatic leader of a backwoods band. Real righteous rock and roll and cat supreme, called to shine the light on Moses' dream. Stranded out in Egypt land, for 40 years stuck in sand, where everybody's wheels were turning slow. Here comes the story of the Jericho. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Said Joshua, go cat go, boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Well, an angel appeared with a tremolo sword on divine appointment from the Lord of Lords. First thing he said was, Joshua, with the shoes you're on holy ground, ain't that good news? From Almighty God, the one you thanked when he split the waters at the Jordan's bank. You can step on into his perfect plan and walk all the way to the promised land. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Hurry up, boy, don't be slow. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. They wander and try through the wilderness. Built Jericho City with glittering sparks. Put a power on the people, lit a fire in their hearts. Hey, don't you know it was a sight to see? Joshua leading God's army. Six times one day marched around, but on the seventh day the walls came down. When the dust settled down on that gospel blast, the promised land appeared at last. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Come on, Josh, you got miles to go. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road.
All right. I have Guy Penrod. And this is kind of like, well, most people would think of this as an Easter song. Okay, well, this isn't, I don't care if it's an Easter song. I'm playing it today as well. We need to be reminded. Guy Penrod singing Then Came the Morning.
Proud of you, buddy.
They all walked away, nothing to say. They just lost their dearest friend. All that he said, now he was dead. So this was the way it would end. The dreams they had dreamed were not what they'd seen. Now that he was dead and gone, the garden, the jail, the hammer, the nail, how could a night be so long? Then came the morning. Night turned into day. The summer drove away. Hope rose with the dawn. Then came the morning. Shadows vanished before the sun. Death had lost. Star, the kings from afar, the wedding, the water, the wine. Now it was done, they'd taken her son, wasted before his time. She knew it was true, she'd watched him die too. She'd heard them call him just a man, but deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow
has some kind of voice on him. Man.
Yeah.
He does a good job. Well, hey, guys, you know what time it is already? It's time to say goodbye until the next show. Already. That went fast. I had a very, very good time bringing that music to you, though. It was so much fun. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I'd heard it twice already, but that didn't matter. I had a good time with it anyway. So I hope it lifted your spirits. I hope it made you smile, made you laugh. made you ready to face your week, because that starts tomorrow morning. Hey, you know what? We're going to have another show coming Tuesday. It's not a gospel show. It's just regular rock and roll and good music, but it's going to lift your spirits, too. So come on Tuesday and come and have more music. Yes, you'll love it. You'll totally love it. And I'll be here, and John will send me more music, and we'll have more music, and we're just going to have a good time, another good time with music. So come on and join me. And in the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. God bless you. Stay well. Stay safe. Everyone that's listening, have a wonderful, wonderful night, and I will see you Tuesday. All right? Good night. Love y'all.
Good night.
What you say in your just what you say in